Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us for a few minutes. By the way, we are getting into the holiday season, clearly. And Christmas Carol is one of the favorite. I would say it's one of the eternal shows, you know, along with Christmas Story with, you know, Gene Shepard's thing. At the Terrace Theater in Chester, it's a Connecticut Christmas Carol. And joining us is Michael Thomas Holmes. You've played Broadway, Michael. I mean, you did, The Producers. You did Oklahoma. You've done Guys and Dolls. You've done a lot of shows.
It's true. I've done a lot of stuff. I did the most recent, I guess not so recent now, but Oklahoma on Broadway. That was in 2002, 2003. And then actually I did the tour of The Producers, including at the Bushnell.
Oh, so, you were there.
I was. So even better. Even better than Broadway, actually. No, I mean, it's local, you know.
Like, I know.
You know, so, yeah.
Well, you know, just very curious. I just want to back up because when I was in high school, I did Oklahoma. And I was Curly. You were Allie Hakem, who was basically the itinerant peddler and somewhat a crooked guy.
It's true. He's a great guy. He's a great guy. You know.
Yeah, I know.
He tells the truth.
Well, okay. So what? let's talk. It's early in the morning for an actor, man. You're doing split shifts now because, you know, the performances will be coming up starting shortly at the Terrace Theater. But you're also, of course, in rehearsals, and that sometimes can be a day-long process. So there you are. Now, okay, explain to us what makes this Christmas Carol unique to Connecticut.
Okay, well, it's not just the title, A Connecticut Christmas Carol, although that is on the nose based on your question.
Yeah.
It's basically it's a Christmas Carol, the Christmas Carol that we all know and we all love, and then it's put into the setting that is Connecticut, and very specifically this area of Connecticut as well. It features Connecticut luminaries. So we feature William Gillette, which is a famous local Connecticut
actor,
who was known for creating Sherlock Holmes on stage, not, you know, with Arthur Doyle wrote it, but of course on stage. And then the characters that I play are the ghosts, and I play all of the ghosts, and in order, you know, if you're thinking of A Christmas Carol and you're thinking of Jacob Marley and the ghosts of past, present, and future,
yes,
in order, I play J.P. Morgan, Harriet Beecher Stowe, P.T. Barnum, and then Mark Twain.
Now, would Mark Twain be the ghost of Christmas Yet to Come?
Yes. Yeah, Christmas Future, yeah, or Yet to Come, depending on your production or your...
Yeah, exactly.
How many words
you want to use. And Harriet Beecher Stowe. What would Harriet Beecher Stowe, what would she rep? Which ghost?
She is a ghost of Christmas past.
Okay.
She shows him his past.
And then P.T. Barnum, Christmas present.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, this would be kind of fun. This has to be a challenge because you're playing Marley, right? And then you're playing these other three characters. That's a lot of work, bud.
It's a lot of work. Let me tell you, it's exhausting. No. It's fantastic. You know, I in The Producers as well, you know, I love playing multiple parts. And in The Producers, I played 15 different characters.
God.
I had 15 costume changes throughout the show. And in this show, you know, what happens is once I'm in the show, I'm just in, you know, you do the part, you come out, from Beecher Stowe to P.T. Barnum, I'm going to take off a dress. I'm going to put on P.T. Barnum, P.T. Barnum's suit, and then go on. And sometimes we have 45 seconds. Sometimes we have a minute and a half. So that's what those are like. But they're all very different characters. They're all wonderful characters, wonderfully written by this writing team. But also, you know, when you think of I mean, when else would I ever get to play Mark Twain? You know, I mean, this is...
No, I think that's great.
You know, it's an amazing thing to do that, yeah.
Hey, well, by the way, just so you know, we were talking about a production coming up, starting the 24th, I believe it is, no, the 17th, at the Terrace Theater, which is part of Goodspeed. Tickets are available at goodspeed.org. So anyway, Michael Thomas Holmes here for a few more minutes. You play all the ghosts, just so you'll know. Michael, this is also a musical, though, too. I don't know that I've ever seen a musical Christmas Carol.
Yeah, definitely. There are some versions. You know, this is a public domain, right? Dickens.
Right.
So you can make whatever you'd like of it. but this one specifically is, is very, very fun music, then very heartfelt music. There's some soaring ballads. There are some very funny songs. The song that I sing as P.T. Barnum is called Everyone But You. Basically, everyone but you enjoys life. Everyone that you see.
Addressing Scrooge, or Gillette. He's addressing Gillette. Yeah, okay.
That's right. Gillette, the actor... it's set in 1925, so the concept or the conceit, I don't love that word conceit, but the concept,
I like it.
I guess, is William Gillette, his acting company, is putting on a Christmas Carol at the Goodspeed Opera House.
Ah.
So in 1925, he William Gillette was pretty much an artistic genius, and he wrote this show, and then he becomes Scrooge, and his company of actors play everybody in the story. So that is what happens, you know.
That's the premise of the whole thing.
That's the premise, yeah. A very fun premise. I mean, you know, because you get to see everybody plays multiple parts. So you get to see even Tiny Tim, the young, incredibly talented actor who plays Tiny Tim, also plays General Tom Thumb.
Well, that makes sense with P.T. Barnum. So there, it all fits. It's all coming together. So yeah, it's a very cohesive show. It's well constructed.
Yeah.
By the way, just want to let you guys know, it will be performed through Thanksgiving. Well, it'll be Thanksgiving week, but starting the 17th through the 24th. So you've got Christmas Eve. You're going to be here a while, aren't you?
I'm going to be here a while. I'll be over in the morning. Yeah.
Hey, why?
You make coffee in the morning?
Sure. Hey, why don't you listen? If you get downtime, and I know you're very busy, and you'll be very tired, and you'll be sleeping in probably about now. But you got to go to Gillette's Castle. Have you been there?
We just did. We somehow arranged a private tour because you know it's closed these days right now.
Yeah.
After Labor Day, but it is a fantastic place. Not to just promote for Gillette Castle, but it is really a fantastic place. It's very inspirational. Our show is a brand new musical. This is the first time it's ever going to be seen. So for us, it's anywhere we can, up the inspiration level, we'll take it.
And
it's very inspirational and very, very fun, you know, and you learn things like, well, William Gillette.
Yeah.
Knew and was friends with Mark Twain. So then when you think about kind of the meta idea of this show, right?
Right.
So William Gillette is writing the show, so he's going to put Mark Twain in the show. So there
we
go. So there for me, I go, oh, well, they know each other. You know, they know each other. So I think in that way as an actor, you know.
Well, there you go. Michael, hey, listen, I just want to give everybody a heads up. Starts November 17th, runs through the 24th of December. It is at the Terrace Theater, which is part of the Goodspeed organization, 33 North Main Street, Chester, Connecticut. By the way, you tried any restaurants in Chester? Pretty good restaurant town.
You know, I worked here, actually, I worked at Goodspeed at Chester for a show called Amour. I believe that was 2006. And,
yeah.
So we haven't spent, starting on Monday, we're going to be spending a lot more time in Chester because right now we're rehearsing in East Haddam.
But you are, okay.
I'm very much looking forward to seeing what has changed in Chester, which I hear a lot of great things have happened at Chester, which is great. It was great before, by the way.
Yeah, I know, but this just you know, you can build on perfection. It can be done.
You can build on perfection.
Well, there
Where's
you go.
The T-shirt of that?
I don't know. I saw it in a fortune cookie. November 17th through the 24th, go to goodspeed.org. You can buy tickets. By the way, in addition to the show, I mean, there are a bunch of like special nights, girls' night out. There's a wine tasting coming, Thanksgiving food drive, sensory-friendly performance. That one, by the way, is already sold out. So there are a number of ways for you to, you know, really enjoy it. And, you know, Goodspeed's a great organization. The theater is beautiful. And I'm looking forward to seeing you, Michael. Thank you for being with us for a few minutes.
Absolutely. My pleasure, and I hope to see you soon.
Yeah, I think you will. Thank you, my friend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.